Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is...
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Matheson. Rick is the author of The On-Demand Brand, also Branding Unbound, and those two books are out. If you want to know about how to put your best foot forward in the marketplace, you got to know more about Rick Matheson. imatheson.com, there's an IE there after the TH. imatheson.com is his website. We're talking about what he calls some digital marketing trends for 2016. Certainly video. You know, I've been talking about video, Rick. You mentioned that earlier. I've been talking about video before video was cool. And back when, years ago, when it was really a lot of trouble to shoot a video and then post the darn thing on your website, it was like an act of Congress to get all that done. It could take weeks or months. Now, it's instantaneous, right?
Yes. I mean, mobile apps, you're able to instantly upload and live stream. I mean, Facebook Live, you literally just flip open the app and you're going. You're a broadcaster.
So what about the content, though? I mean, we all know how easy the technology and the applications are now, but the content, because when you're doing a video, you're trying to get people to watch, and the whole purpose, everybody knows why you're doing it. You want them to buy from you, but you got to be careful what the content of your video is, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mentioned the cosmetics, startup or something earlier. You want to have some utility to it. I mean, people don't want to just tune in to hear a sales pitch, from you. So if you're giving them something of value that they find entertaining or that they find interesting or compelling for their own needs, they're going to pay attention. And like we said, live video now gives you that, it's like being on the radio live or pre-producing it and then posting it. There's a big difference. So it is hugely important. And you know, it kind of gets to the second part of our number five trend for the summer is really that content itself is getting increasingly crowdsourced as well. Mm-hmm. We talk about, producing your own videos and doing demonstrations and that kind of thing. Well, increasingly, even though the price has come down and it's almost instantaneous to do, it's still not free, still takes time, still takes effort, and more companies are going, hey, let's encourage our fans to create the content for us because they have all these tools at hand. Minecraft, I don't know if you've ever played it. My daughter is crazy about it.
I haven't played it, but I've paid money for kids to go to it. I know that.
Yeah. Hugely entertaining and fun. Well, they'll do these conferences, and kids, and fans will come to it, but they don't just teach them how to play the games and new in and out. They teach them how to videotape their gaming sessions so that when they go back home, they'll post videos of themselves playing the game. And they do. I mean, there's enough content now that there are 2.5 billion views of Minecraft videos a month. Billion with a B.
Wow.
A month on YouTube. And so that's just a viral engine for them to get more, buyers.
Right.
They didn't do any of it.
They're influencers. They're users.
They're influencers, just spreading it out.
We ought to land on just for a minute. This is something that I talk about a lot on the show. I talk about it in my book, and that's the power of the user. I remind people that when Facebook went public, they didn't have any customers, but they had 900 million users.
Yeah.
So don't underestimate the power of a user to turn your content into earned media, right?
Yep. And I tell you, it's not just, the video themselves. Sometimes it is the pieces that people will use in the video. Taco Bell will use Snapchat and other things where they'll create lenses for folks. They're like some of physical overlays that'll be like for Cinco de Mayo, they did a taco head where if you went to use a photo or a video, your face was replaced by a Taco Bell taco. Well, fans share it. They make their faces tacos, and that becomes
like
viral.
Like the opposite of Jib Jab, right?
Yeah. And so these people will create their own lenses, too, for Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And other brands. So it really is, an amazing new world of video.
So what we're saying here, the bottom line, what we're saying here is Americans don't have a life anymore, right? Is that what we're saying?
Or at least need more of one. Yeah. And if you think about it,
we wonder, Rick, why people aren't reading books.
Right. there is creativity involved, and it's just giving them little ways to express their.
But the idea is if you put up a different video on your website, on your social media, every one a month, that just says, "Hey, folks, many of you buy our stuff, and sometimes we get questions about how to use this or that. Somebody just mentioned so-and-so. They asked this question. Here's the answer to their question. Hope this helps you." And that's it. Yeah. The whole thing's 90 seconds long.
Yep. It is hugely powerful.
And here's the other thing, Rick. You do one. Next time, you do the second one. Now you got a library, right? Now you got a library, too.
Yep.
A year from now, there are 30 of them in there.
And they continue to work for you.
That's right. They're worker bees. They keep on working. Hold on to that thought. I'm Matheson.com, folks. IMATHIESON.com. Quick, check out Rick's website. We're going to take a quick one. We'll be back after these messages. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.